This is Bigger Pockets Daily, no rest for us on a Sunday. I'm Tyler, and every day I read a different article from the Bigger Pockets Real Estate blog. You can listen to one of these shows each day, or you can go wild and binge through the whole catalog. This isn't a new show, and most of these articles outline concepts that stand the test of time.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long-distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong, and that's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
What's a mortgage default? By Samantha Horrelak. Borrowing a mortgage is a big responsibility. When you're an investor, lenders take serious precautions to ensure you can afford it. But a lot of borrowers still default. A mortgage default can greatly hurt your credit and future chances of purchasing real estate, even for your own use. So what is a mortgage default? And how does it work? First, let's look at the definition. If you don't meet the loan terms you agreed to when you closed on your mortgage, you're in mortgage default. The most common way is to miss your monthly principal and interest payments. Your loan agreement states you agree to make your payments by a specific date every month. If you fail to do this, you're in default. Another less common way to be in mortgage default is not to stay up to date on your property taxes or your homeowner's insurance. Your loan agreement states that you agree to pay your taxes and keep your home insured. If you don't, you default. A couple of other ways to default include not properly maintaining the home and letting its value decrease, transferring the property deed without lender permission. The process of a mortgage default. Let's take a look. Once you default on your loan terms, the lender can take action. They usually don't do anything until you've missed several monthly payments. If you do, they can request that you cure the default. There are a few ways they can require this, including making up your missing payments or accelerating the debt, which means you gotta pay the entire outstanding balance to restore the loan. If you don't restore the loan, the lender can start the foreclosure process. Your rights before this happens are laid out in your mortgage agreement, so be sure to read the fine print to see your options to cure the default. Consequences of a mortgage default, or the risks, if you will. If you and your lender cannot come to an agreement after going into default, the lender's got the right to foreclose. This means the lender takes possession of your home and tries to recoup the funds they lent you. A foreclosure says, or stays rather, on your credit report for 7 years. So not only do you lose the property, but the action damages your credit for a whole lot of years. Your credit score will likely decrease as much as 150 points, no joke. And you may be liable for the difference in the amount the lender gets from the sale and what you owe. They could even sue you for it. So how does this process of foreclosure work anyway? The foreclosure process varies by state, as each state has different laws, but here's kind of the general process. Default. A lender cannot start the foreclosure process unless you've defaulted on your loan. They can send borrowers a non-payment notice after the first missed payment, and this is just to kind of warn you of your default and the need to catch up. If you miss an additional payment, they're going to send you a demand letter, which demands repayment before they take any further action. Notice of default. If you miss 3 payments or you're 90 days late, the lender will issue a notice of default. This is still a warning and often includes a grace period to restore the loan. During this time, discussing your situation and options with the lender directly is going to be crucial. Notice of trustee's sale. In most states, lenders will hold a trustee's sale or housing auction. The lender starts the auction with an opening bid that they calculate based on the outstanding loan amount and any unpaid liens, such as taxes. If there's a winning bidder at the auction, the bidder takes immediate possession of the property and deed. REO sale, maybe you've heard of this. If the property doesn't sell at auction, the lender may give it to a real estate agent in their network to sell. The lender may take care of the loans on the property to make the property sell faster. Eviction. During this entire process, the occupants can remain in the home. When the home sells at the auction or as an REO sale, the occupants got to get out, as the property will change ownership. Impact of a mortgage default on a real estate investor. Defaulting on your mortgage affects you differently as a real estate investor. You're not losing the home you reside in, but just the property you own as an investment. This could potentially leave your renters without a place to live and affect your future investment opportunities too. Because the effect on your credit score, it becomes challenging to even borrow for an investment property in the future. Most lenders already consider investment properties a little bit riskier. And if you have a history of default, yeah, they either won't lend to you, or if they do, they're going to charge you a boatload of higher interest rates and less attractive terms. The damage to your score, your credit score, won't affect it for the full 7 years it's on your credit, but the fact that it's in your history will affect lenders' decisions. And in addition, defaulting on your mortgage decreases the home's value, which may decrease the property values in the surrounding area, making the market less attractive for everybody. So if you want to purchase another property in the future, you'll likely have to wait until you have a large down payment or you restore your credit completely. Conventional lenders typically require borrowers to wait 7 years after a foreclosure to try again, especially on an investment property. So here are some tips to avoid defaulting on a mortgage, besides the obvious. Just pay it. So now that you know the answer to what this whole thing is, it's time to learn how to avoid it. While some circumstances are kind of unavoidable, like a divorce, a major medical issue, unexpected death, those things. So there are some steps, though, you can take to avoid default, including making a larger down payment. Don't borrow more than you can afford, that's for sure. Wait to purchase an investment property until you have a sizable down payment and keep your mortgage payment affordable and within reason, just so you're going to make a profit. I mean, it's just smart. Talk to your lender. If you know you won't be able to make a payment on time, contact your lender. Many offer repayment plans when you experience financial issue. Honesty and regular communication are key. Also, sell the property. If you just can't afford it or you don't have renters in it consistently, go ahead and consider selling it. While the process won't happen overnight, it can prevent you from losing the property in foreclosure. So how can I get out of a default is what a lot of people ask. If you're already in default, communication with your lender is vital. We've mentioned this a few times, but it is true. Once you default on your mortgage, lenders position themselves to start the foreclosure process, but you can stop it with these steps. Request a repayment plan. Some lenders do offer a repayment plan just for asking and being honest about your situation. This may include putting the past due amount at the back of your loan or temporarily reducing your monthly payments just to make them more affordable for you. Refinance. If you know you can't afford it, consider refinancing. This is best done before you miss a payment, but even afterward, you might be able to get more affordable terms. Request a modification on your loan. A lot of lenders do offer loan modifications, which is just a change in your agreed-upon mortgage terms. This could include reducing your interest rate or extending the term without refinancing. A short sale. If you don't think your inability to make the payments is temporary, ask the lender if you can begin a short sale. With lender permission, you can sell the property for what you owe versus its actual value. The lender then just forgives the remaining balance, but there might be income tax consequences on that balance, though. Forbearance. If you just can't make any payments and the situation is temporary, keyword there, you might be able to request forbearance, which is a temporary halt to your payments, usually up to 90 days. After the period ends, you must restart your regular payments and take care of the payments you missed. However, some lenders will tack that amount onto the back of the loan. And some final thoughts. Defaulting on your mortgage can cause you to lose the property and seriously damage your credit, which seriously damages your investing future. But fortunately, there are some ways to work around it, especially if you stay in contact with your lender. If you notice yourself unable to keep up with the payments, it might be in your best interest to consider selling the property to avoid long-term damage to your credit. Okay, that about wraps up today's show. Are you ready for a deep dive into even more real estate investing content? Yes. Check out the Bigger Pockets YouTube channel. Watch interviews, property walkthroughs, dive into deal analysis, and so much more. Join over 1 million subscribers at biggerpockets.com/YouTube or just head straight to youtube.com/biggerpockets. Just like reverse the thing. See you back here tomorrow.